Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Howard Eskin. Howard, how are you today?
I've never had a bad day in my life. I'm going to eliminate the next few minutes, that's all.
All right, Howard, that's a good way to look at it. Howard's looking at it in a positive manner. Howard, you go to just about every news comment. Were you there for the Daryl Morey thing in the middle of the night?
No, there was no way I was going to stay for a guy that was going to say nothing.
Yeah,
he said he couldn't talk about the trades.
So. All right, help me with this, because you've done probably more news coverage.
I was there earlier, but I didn't stay for it.
No. You've probably done more news conferences than anybody in the history of Philadelphia sports. What is going on with the NBA that you have these announcements that there are trades and stuff, and then the guy who made them can't talk about them? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, the NBA a lot of times doesn't make sense. The professional sports sometimes don't make any sense. As long as they make money, that's all they care about. The draft is on TV. They make money. It's the most boring thing to watch. You're waiting every 5 minutes for them to announce a name. It is brutal. So, I don't understand. How can you understand that? But the fact that, you know, they don't nobody speaks until it's all over, at least in football. A lot of times it doesn't last that late, so you don't have to wait that long. Or they'll come down and they'll send somebody down to speak about what has transpired, just because people just want to hear some of the reasons why.
So, right. Let me just illustrate this. So Daryl Morey, it's like 1:30 in the morning. Daryl Morey has made this trade. He has received a guy. I guess he's going to help the team. No major move, but something. Listen to what he says at the news conference.
Dave Schaller's put me on with the media when I can't talk about anything, so this is great.
What's the point? The guy waited till the middle of the night for nothing. You were right, Howard.
He says nothing most of the time anyway.
Right.
So he doesn't really, there's really nothing of any substance that he'll say at a news conference. And he probably speaks less than any general manager in the city.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I'm going to have you speak for him. All right. There's one question, Howard, that he is going to eventually answer. All the people he's been looking at in the offseason have been people he used to employ in Houston. And the guy he ended up taking, Rhea, give me the name again.
D'Anthony Melton.
D'Anthony Melton, all right? He drafted him in 2018. Why is he only comfortable bringing people here that were part of a Houston team that won nothing? Can you help me with that?
Because he's a fraud. And he really is a fraud. He's done nothing of any real success in the NBA. Nothing. He's made his two biggest trades are James Harden, and neither one of them worked. I mean, think about what he's done. What has he done to improve the Sixers? What has he ever done? What has he done? He's a con man because he got the ownership, and I know you guys think it's $10 million. I was told he's getting $12 million. Whatever it is, it's too much.
Wow.
You know, he ought to be taken out in handcuffs for stealing money. I mean, it's really a joke. It's like, how do you con somebody when you really have not had success? And then his only comfort level, because he doesn't know any, I don't think he knows basketball. I think he knows how to read statistics and read analytics, and he's really big in all that stuff, and that's fine. But tell me, can somebody please help me? What has he done to make the Sixers better? Remember, no. Brett Brown, at his last year's won 52 and 51 games. What have they done to get better?
Valid question. Let me. Anything you want to say to Danny Green on the way out, Howard?
Don't let the door hit you in the ass. it's just Danny Green. Here's another thing about the NBA. This is beautiful. Danny Green's probably not going to be able to play most of the year.
No.
Everybody knows it because of his ACL injury he had at the end of the season.
Right.
So you're trading for a player. You take their money. You just get rid of them. I don't even understand.
It's accounting. That's why it was included. That's all. It's an accounting issue.
Exactly right. Yeah. So you take him. You're trading the 23rd pick for a guy that you drafted before because you don't know anybody else. By the way, there's more to add. There's somebody in, and I forget the guy's name, in the front office that Daryl Morey also brought from Houston. We're going to make the Sixers, the Houston Rockets, who've never won anything, unless you want to go back to Hakeem Olajuwon or Moses Malone.
They've never won anything. I got to get to some. See, this is where the area that we agree on is probably going to end. All right? Because now I want to talk Eagles. Because I am extremely irritated that the Eagles basically called off their off-season program with five OTAs to go and an entire mini camp. Do you think that's smart?
I don't think that's a good idea. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Mark this date down. What's it, June 24th?
It doesn't happen often with the Eagles. Tell me why, Howard.
Well, because practice can only help. When you talk to Dick Vermeil, and I spoke to him, he was at a practice one day, and then I talked to him on the air afterwards. He obviously is old school, and everybody's, they're old school. No, practice can only help. And because they don't really do a lot of physical things, you're not going to get hurt. And, Angelo, you're going to love this. I'm going to give you something, a little food for fodder, all right? You're in love with Fletcher Cox, right?
No,
I hate Fletcher.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I can't stand Fletcher Cox.
Okay. Right. Well, put this in your bag. Fletcher Cox hardly attended any of those practices.
Wow, none. Even the ones they did go to.
Well, the last one because the media was in there, he showed up.
Wow.
He didn't think it was important for him to come to those practices. Yet, he'll tell you that, I'm going to help and mentor these young guys.
Oh, please, no.
$14 million. Howard, he's getting $14 million this year. He couldn't even go to these things?
I know. I don't know. And you can't do anything because they're voluntary. So with all that, he gives them a break. He cuts down the mandatory. Cuts it down. I think Nick Sirianni did a good job. Obviously, he's got to take, just like the quarterback, another step. But I think less is not better. And there's nothing he can say. There's nothing he can say to any of the players. He attended less than any of the other ones. So there,
wow.
I gave you
this is good stuff. Howard, now I'm going to have one. I try to be fair here. You know me. I'm real careful about that.
Yeah, I know you are.
And I may have made a comment yesterday with John Tortorella that could have been unfair to you, and I want you to clear this up. I was talking to Tortorella, and I said, John, I know he had these fights with Larry Brooks up in New York. He tends to get combative with the media. And I said, I think it's going to be interesting when you face the questions of Howard Eskin. Now, I meant this as a testimonial to you. You asked by far the toughest question. Do you sense there could be some give and take with you and Tortorella?
If he's the same as he was before.
Yep.
I already have an issue with his opening Zoom news conference.
Oh.
I have two issues with what he said, and it was complete nonsense. When he said he looked at Chuck Fletcher and said, he saw the emblem. That's where I want to coach. That's such BS. Was $16 million over 4 years? Did that have anything to do with that? Come on now. Give me a break. And then, this is beautiful. He tells this story, and I told Chuck Fletcher, when I was coaching Tampa, they were on their way to winning the Stanley Cup 2 decades ago. He was a champion. When I was on my way, and I coached against the Flyers in the conference final, I told my wife, I want to coach that team someday. Are you kidding me? You're on your way to winning the Stanley Cup, and you're talking about coaching another team with your wife? That's such nonsense. You know, he overdid it, but I will give him this. He has tempered it. He has calmed it down a little bit, and he's more believable since then when he's spoken. He did a podcast for the Flyers. He was on with you. He really has kind of gotten back into the real world of no BS. You know, there's some in there, but it's not obvious. So to answer your question, I'm just going to ask the question. The only thing that I do,
right.
You know, a lot of times I'm not the first question. I wait and say, is anybody going to ask this question? It's like staring you in the face. And when they don't ask it, then that's when I ask it. And if that creates a problem, that creates a problem. I'm not there to have a guy go off. Mm. But what happens normally, I mean, let's go back to Joe Girardi. I asked him about pitching, not pitching guys 3 days low. It's if it's the brilliance of analytics. And he says, I'm just shortening it down. I'm not going to pitch a guy 3 days in a low just because Howard says so or anybody else. That night, he pitched Familia, his third straight day.
Yep.
After that game, he didn't have a job.
Yeah.
All right. So that's number one. And then you get Glenn Rivers, who, you know, it's an obvious question. Do you have any concern about how much concern do you have about job security? I've done a terrific job. And if you don't think so, Howard, then write it. Okay. I mean, isn't that an obvious question? So all I'm going to do when I do it, if there's an obvious question, and we know the Flyers are not a good team. I mean, let's be honest. They're not a good team, and they got a lot of work ahead of them. And they need players. They need to get in today's game. They just need to do a lot of things. And if he's going to BS people afterwards, then I'm going to ask the question. But I'm not going there just to intimidate this guy because, you know, he's going to do a job and I'm going to do a job. And if we both understand that, then everything's cool.
Howard will be right here at the Borgata tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. Howard, tremendous stuff. Thank you, as always. You're a Philadelphia treasure, Howard. A treasure.
Angelo, thank you.
And thank you.
Jonesy, it's nice that I didn't hear from you while I was on.
You're a hero to me, Howard.
See you later. Howard Eskin.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.